This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Father Rob Curry in Arenal, Nicaragua, who's organized truly in the vineyards. Mike Gallagher, veteran organizer and longtime friend and comrade, told me after his stay in Nicaragua earlier this year that Rob Curry was worth a visit. On a calendar for the organizer's forum, I'd marked small village case study. I'm not sure if Father Curry had suggested that topic or someone else, but when we opened the sessions for our dialogue, we were each greeted by a warm abrazos and a huge smile. Each of us must have sensed we were in for something special, and there wasn't going to be anything small about this case study. From the beginning, Father Curry offered us a choice of going right to questions and answers about Nicaragua or hearing about work as an organizer. And fortunately, I chose the long road, and it was well worth it. Curry had begun his time as a Jesuit with an assignment to Bihar, India in 1966 at 26 years old, and found himself in the poor state in that country working in rural areas where he was almost overwhelmed by the oppression everywhere around him. Originally from Philadelphia, he had to go home due to his father's illness and found himself in Chicago searching for tools he could use in India. He ended up working as an organizer with Tom Godet, Shell Trapp, and others in building the famous Organization for a Better Austin, OBA. The turning point for him was having a landlord his group had targeted come looking for him in the office, ranting and raving, and then seeing the landlord eviscerated by his leaders later the same evening at the meeting as they went from anger to power. Back in India, he started organizing around land reform practices and found himself expelled during the time of troubles with Indira Gandhi. Back in the U.S., he ended up in West Virginia, and once again, it didn't take long for him to realize that land was the issue there as well, along with the coal companies that controlled it. Once pushed out of West Virginia by church hierarchy, he ended up working in Kentucky and then at the Highlander Center on seminal research being done by John Gavito on land control and taxes throughout Appalachia. In the wake of the Nicaraguan Revolution, he went down to see how to help, and in 1988 ended up assigned, after some more expulsions in other places around the country, to a cooperative in Arenal, a rural community of 700 families on a combination of five villages with 7,000 residents, where he watched and waited, endured the hurricane, and in his words, farmed for 8 years. When the cooperative asked him to expand his organizing, the result was the creation of a network of education, youth, and other groups that call themselves GRUDESA, Gode Solidaridad Arenal, the Arenal Solidarity Group. He counts his work in measured specifics. In working with young people from the area, 90 have now gone to universities and 50 have graduated. In the one piece I could find that Curry had written, he described his earlier work. It was during this time that three young women of Arenal became our first three university students. We also initiated an alternative reading program for little ones in the community, introducing them to the wonders of reading. We tried to improve the local health center, organizing to ensure the presence of a doctor 2 or 3 days a week and pressuring the government to provide more medicines. We worked to defend the community cooperative against former landlords who were trying to take back the lands of the cooperative by force. Likewise, through the cooperative, we initiated a nutrition program for children in the community. Change, he said, has involved conflict. He noted that the emergence of women's leadership in so many of their efforts has upset and disoriented many of the older men unused to this, especially now that they have also organized a cooperative pharmacy to supply drugs and many other programs. Controversy is easy to stir up as well. A small Sunday morning discussion on the pros and cons of a Chinese businessman and President Daniel Ortega about building a second canal connecting the Atlantic and Pacific led to a meeting called of all the party militants in the FLSN in his area to tamp down opposition. Father Curry was able to shed some light on many of the issues for us, from the large one to the canal to the new law 779 on sexual abuse. That law, which Curry felt as written, was perhaps the strongest on the continent. It had been so much the focus of our earlier meeting with the women's groups. Curry told us was gutted in many ways by a series of regulations unilaterally issued by Ortega, pushing the process back to mediation and private remedies, further ostracizing and isolating the women rather than the judicial process with criminal charges as written. Curry's work in the vineyards as an organizer and a Jesuit also gave us some ground testing for many claims and contradictions from earlier meetings. But even when he offered a critique of certain programs and policies, it was with boundless goodwill and amazing optimism. The strongest groups in the country for change, he felt, were various national and local women's organizations, and he waxed eloquently on the prospects for women leading changes in the country. No matter how strong the government or how ubiquitous the party, local organizing worked, produced results, change in power, and was the way forward. And while doing the work, he would always advise, keep an eye on who's controlling the land. I asked him at the end how ACORN should respond to requests to provide help and assistance to local efforts to organize in the barrios and along the Atlantic coast where people feared relocation by the canal Were we crazy to even consider it? He pointed to the north and the issues with mining, waved his arms everywhere about the issues with the canal. He again professed how much of a supporter and admirer he'd always been of Acorn. There was work to be done, and he would be doing it in his own inspiring and ebullient way. Father Rob Curry was a good reminder, as he walked away to return the Jesuit's truck on time, how hard it is for any of us to do anything less than everything possible we can also do, wherever and whenever we are called to do it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.